Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1 and finishing on verse 14. In this devotional series, we will be going over the letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey Him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Once again, that was Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 through 14 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of text we just read a little more in depth. Followers of Christ are children of the light. This isn't our light, but His light shining in us. His light exposes the dark areas of our souls, and His love gives us the courage and strength to change. We can make the choice to follow our Savior and allow Him to transform us. This includes big decisions and daily habits. If we keep our minds focused on Jesus and His sacrifice for us, we can turn away from the self-serving bent of this world, idolatry, and truly worship our God with grateful hearts. Jesus is calling us closer to Himself. The light of Christ can change our lives if we will let it in. We can't compare ourselves to others and become complacent. Our decisions matter. Verse 10 says, quote, "Carefully determine what pleases the Lord," end quote. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Are you trying to use God to get what you want? Or is your life, desires, words, and choices living out what God wants? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.